David Hooper, Build a Big Podcast. Can we make an agreement here? Just the podcasters, because we can't count on the rest of the media to do this. We cannot count on the social media outlets who ignore their terms of service and let people get away with racist bullshit in the name of driving traffic to the site, in the name of downloads, and in the name of press. You may have seen this article this week. There's a television program, it's called Dancing with the Stars. It's basically a contest. Celebrities are attached to non-celebrity dancers, real dancers. And that dancer will lead them, or in the case of the men, the female will back lead them. And they make it look like these guys know how to dance. They signed up Sean Spicer to appear on this. He's making $125,000. He is the former White House Communications Director and former White House Press Secretary. And while he was in those positions, every day he would lie to the American people. You could say something to him, and 3 minutes later, he would say the exact opposite of what is happening to the press. You could show him a video. It could be right behind him. And he would tell you the exact opposite of what had happened was happening. That tells you something about how dead inside the people who create these television shows are. The good news is we have podcasting. Not making stupid people famous. That can start with us. The fake gurus, the criminals, the liars. Don't have them on your show. You may sacrifice popularity, downloads, press attention, money, but at least you'll have your integrity, unlike somebody like Sean Spicer. I've talked about it here on this podcast before. There have been times, one time in particular, and I'll tell you this story very quickly. There have been times when I have not been told the entire truth about the people that I'm having on my radio show or on my podcast. And later, you find something different. You realize you were manipulated in sharing this fake persona, something completely different from who the person you were interviewing really is. Sometimes that's going to happen. And I talked about what I did in that particular situation, how I got into it. But when you know somebody's a liar, when you know somebody is a fake guru, he's like, yeah, I'm a millionaire. Not really. There's a lot of that going around. You owe it to your audience to not allow that person on your podcast. You can excuse it. Say you'll reach a new audience, be able to maybe give them some good information in addition to the bullshit that you're feeding them. But that's not very respectful to the people who are listening to you. So think about that. Consider joining me. Let's not make stupid people famous. I realize there may be some gray areas in this. And I'll link to this previous show, the Christian Pedophile episode. I'll link to that in the episode notes for this show. Podcast.bigpodcast.com is where to find those episode notes. But with that said, when somebody stands up and lies, I think that's pretty obvious. You think he was telling the truth? Yeah, let me know. You can prove it to me. At David Hooper on Twitter is how to get me. If you want to subscribe to the show and hear more from me, specifically about how to build a better podcast, build a bigger podcast, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've got three buttons, three ways for you to subscribe. One for Android, one for iPhone, and one via RSS. But regardless of whether you reach out to me via Twitter, regardless of whether you subscribe to Build a Big Podcast, I hope you'll join me in this pledge. Let's not make stupid people famous. Thank you very much. I'll see you soon on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.